during its 11-month deployment, mostly in the Middle East, which ended in May, and was the longest for an aircraft carrier since the Vietnam War, the USS Gerald R. Ford conducted more than 11,000 aircraft carrier launches using electromagnetic catapults, more than carriers with steam aircraft launching systems could achieve. But perhaps the biggest benefit of the electromagnetic catapults are their lower cost and lighter personnel requirements. With the Navy running out of operating funds and retention likely to plummet in the aftermath of the war with Iran, the fleet needs to make the most of every dollar and sailor. Writing that opinion piece in the Washington Post last Wednesday was Brian Clark, a former Navy officer who at one time served as special assistant to the Chief of Naval Operations and director of his commander's action group. Currently, Clark is a senior fellow and director of the Center for Defense Concepts and Technology at the Hudson Institute. I am using Clark's article because it provides information that challenges a recent military step contained in an August 13 presidential memorandum, which ordered the Secretary of War, in consultation with the Secretary of the Navy, shall provide to the President a plan on the required measures to replace the electromagnetic aircraft launch system and advanced weapons elevators with steam and hydraulic systems for the construction of aircraft carrier CVN-81S Doris Miller, including timelines and resourcing requirements. Electromagnetic catapult systems accelerate aircraft more smoothly and gradually, thus putting less stress on airframes. They also recharge faster than steam catapults, which need to pressurize gases, and they eliminate the need for boilers and other plumbing equipment needed to create steam. Trump, who never served in the military, has been obsessed for years with the way that steam propels fighter jets off the decks of carriers and where a carrier's tower structure, or island, is located. I will point out, according to former Defense Department officials, the Navy designers moved the island from the middle of the carriers to the back of the vessel to make more space for moving jet fighter aircraft around on the flight deck, in order to increase the number of flights, or sorties, that the carrier could generate. These Trump aircraft carrier views apparently first came to him less than 2 months after he took office, based on a March 2, 2017, tour he had on the then-under-construction USS Gerald Ford being built at the Newport News shipyard in Virginia. 2 months later, in a May 8, 2017 wide-ranging, 100-minute interview with Time magazine editors and reporters, Trump at one point apparently brought up his visit to the Gerald Ford at Newport News, where he was shown the catapult system for launching aircraft from the deck. According to Time, the conversation went, "Sir, this is our digital catapult system. We're going to this because we wanted to keep up with modern technology." I Trump said, "You don't use steam anymore for catapult." "No, sir." I Trump said, "Ah, how is it working, sir? Not good, not good. Doesn't have the power. You know the steam is just brutal. You see that sucker going and steam, S going all over the place, there's planes thrown in the air." The Time transcript then has Trump saying, "It sounded bad to me. Digital, they have digital, what is digital? And it's very complicated, you have to be Albert Einstein to figure it out." And I Trump said, "And now they want to buy more aircraft carriers." I Trump said, "What system are you going to buy, sir? We're staying with digital." I Trump said, "No, you're not. You going to goddamned steam, the digital costs hundreds of millions of dollars more money and it's no good." I should note, at the time Trump visited and for months thereafter, there were issues with the new electromagnetic catapults, but fixes were made, although not in Trump's mind. Before I continue with Trump, let's turn back to Hudson's Brian Clark, a real Navy expert, who wrote, "The biggest benefit of the electromagnetic catapults are their lower cost and lighter personnel requirements." Clark also noted, "The Ford's crew is about 500 sailors smaller than its predecessors, largely because it is an all-electric ship outside of the engine room. Because they needed steam for catapults, older carriers also used steam for a variety of other functions throughout the ship, such as cooking equipment and water purification. And the steam catapults have so many moving parts and failure modes that they require about 10 more sailors per catapult. There are 4 catapults on a modern carrier, then electromagnetic systems. A Navy February press release said preliminary reports from the Sortie Generation Rate Test Program for aircraft show that the flight deck design in conjunction with electromagnetic systems and arresting gear have contributed to an increased sortie generation rate compared to that of a Nimitz-class carrier. However, Trump over the years has kept calling for a return to steam catapults and retelling the story of his 2017 visit to the Gerald Ford. For example, at a November 2, 2023 campaign rally in Houston, Texas, Trump was talking about shipbuilding and veered off to tell about a ship that was in trouble because it was $10 billion over budget, and I wanted to go and see this ship that was costing so much money. At that Houston rally, Trump went on, and I landed with a helicopter on top of this massive, incredible ship, US Gerald Ford, being made in Newport News. And I said to the people, I want to meet the catapult people, the people that have done the catapulting. Trump continued, I want to find out what the hell happened because the catapults weren't working. So for 50 years, we use steam more. And that beautiful scene, that steam goes off, and that plane gets thrown the hell off, the power, beautiful, and it's cheap. Trump said he asked a sailor, which is better, steam or electric? Steam, sir. I Trump said, why did they design electric? Because it can keep going like this all day long, but it takes us 59 seconds to reload a plane. And when we reload the plane, the steam builds up and it's all set, sir. It's perfect. It works so well. And we can fix it with a blowtorch if something happens. And if a wave hits it, it actually cools us down, sir. We love the waves hitting us. If a wave hits the electric catapult, we're out of business, sir. We might well die with this thing. Subscriber Plus members have a higher level of access to cipher brief expert perspectives and get exclusive access to the Open Source Report and the Dead Drop, the best national security gossip publication, if we do say so ourselves. Find out what you're missing. Upgrade your access to Subscriber Plus now. Last July 15, at the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle, Penn. Trump again was talking about shipbuilding and switched saying, I went to the ship US Gerald Ford because I came into office and the ship was way over budget, built in Newport News, unfortunately, was way over budget. Trump went on, I said, I want to meet the catapultier, and a man came over along with four of his assistants. And I said, what's better, electric catapult or steam? He's been there for 25 years. He said, steam is better, sir. We can fix it with a hammer and a blowtorch. When the electric catapult goes bad, I have to send to MIT to get geniuses over here. But I Trump said, so you're saying we spend billions of dollars extra to build electric catapults instead of using steam. Brian Clark concluded his post article saying, steam power was cutting-edge technology in the 19th century. It is the wrong choice for a Pentagon that is leaning into artificial intelligence and autonomous systems. The Navy should stay the course with electromagnetic catapults to keep the carrier fleet strong and deliver more firepower. It could use the savings to help refill the fleet's weapons magazines. Clark told CNN the cost of changing catapults on the USS Doris Miller, already under construction, will probably be into the billions, and it could delay the carrier, which was expected to be in service around 2034, until the end of the next decade. Clark said, nobody builds them anymore. There's no steam catapult manufacturers in the U.S. anymore, so they'd have to restart that production line, which would cost tens of millions of dollars to get going, and it'll take years to start that up again and build the first catapult. To add insult to injury, various recent news reports have said Navy senior staffers are reviewing the name USS Doris Miller for CV-81. Named on January 20, 2020, during the Trump first administration, by then acting Navy Secretary Thomas B. Modley during a Martin Luther King, J.R. Day ceremony, it honors African-American mess attendant Third Class Doris Dory Miller, who received the Navy Cross for extraordinary heroism during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, where he manned an anti-aircraft machine gun without prior training and aided wounded crewmates. In giving the new aircraft carrier Miller's name, Acting Navy Secretary Modley said, in selecting this name, we honor the contributions of all our enlisted ranks, past and present, men and women of every race, religion, and background. One name said to be under study to replace Miller's is that of President Trump.